We're on Tezvava Medeis, two dots at the bottom, starting again from there. Kli Shchuch is my time of Gozubur Rabbanim Tuma. From the Torah, glassware is not Makabal Tuma. Why did the Rabbanim make a Gzeira, the glassware, it can be Makabal Tuma? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Ish Lakish, Hoel Utchilas Briyosim in Hachol, Shavinu Rabbanim Kikli Cheres. So the, what's it called? The Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Reish Lakish, that the reason is because it's similar to earthenware. It's made from the earth, so people confuse it with earthenware, and therefore they made it tummy. Tomorrow says Elamayata lo tehela and tarav mikvah. If that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to be matayer glassware if you put it into the mikvah, because klicheres you can't be matayer in a mikvah. The only way klicheres can be tamtor is if you break it. Almatnan the ilu chotzim bekelim hazeves v'hamor beklis chuchis. Right, when it speaks about chatzitzas, things that are interventions between the water and the kli, right? So it says by glassware, people aren't makbid so much on things that get stuck to glassware because it's smooth and they easily come up by themselves. And the halacha is that a chatzitza, something to be considered intervention, has to have two chisronos. One is minatora, that it covers rov of the thing, and that you're makbid on it, that you don't want it to be there, right? You're makbid if it's there. But if it's only a miut of the kli, but you're makbid, then it's a chatzitza midrabanan. If it's rov of the kli and you're not makbid, it's also midrabanan. If it's a miut and you're not makbid, then it's not a chatzitza at all. So by kli shchuchis, people aren't makbid on things that get stuck to it, because what's it called comes right off. But these things, zevis and more, pitch or whatever really stick, there they are makbid. So those are the things that are chotzeitz when you're tovel a kli shchuchis. So lemaisa you see that you can be tovel kli shchuchis, right? And it's talking over there legabe tuma v'tahara, not legabe toveling it in case it's a new eating utensil that you have to be tovel for the halach of tefilas kelim, right? Tosha says over there it's clear it's not talking about that kind of tefila. Talking about tefila mituma l'tahara. So you see that it's possible to be tovel glassware and a mikvah. And if they made it like klicheres, it shouldn't be possible. Mar says hachmai eskinik yon shenikvo v'heitiv l'tochan eiver v'reb meiri v'omer hakol holech achar amaymed. The way Rashi learns here is the following: what happened was you had a glass pitcher, and it became tummy, so you put a hole in it in order to be matayer it. Okay, now it's not a kli anymore because it has a hole in it, so it's what's it called? It's tar. Now you filled up the hole with lead. Okay, so the shaila now is, what kind of kli is this? So Reb Meir holds that everything goes after the maimed. That since now the only way this kli is functional is because the lead fills up the hole. Without that lead, the kli wouldn't be usable. So the kli is considered a lead kli. That's the ikra of the kli now. The maimed, the thing that holds the kli and makes it functional, that's the ikra. So the kli now is considered like a kli mateches. Now if that kli became tameh, you can be matayer in the mikvah, because there's a din of kli mateches, not of kli shchuchis. Titanya, kli shchuchis shenikvo v'heitif l'tochan eiver. If you had a kli shchuchis that had a hole in it, and you put in lead, Amrav Shimon Amriel, Rav Meir matami v'chachon matayerim. Rav Meir says from now on it can become tameh, like kli mateches. And since it's becoming tummy like kli mateches, it can have tahara of a mikvah too. And chachom mitarim, and the chachom say that it's tahar. And we'll see a few different pshatim in a few seconds. Let's see what Rashi says here. Rashi says the following: ve'elu chotzin legabi tvila, and it's talking legabi tvila legabi tum and tahara. Hazevis v'hamor garsinim bekli shchuchis sheheim chalokim, since they're smooth. Ve'ein other makbid al tit v'davar acher hanidbuk b'hem. People aren't makbid on things that get stuck to it, most things, lefisha nofil me'elav. The honey who de medabki tuva. Most of them just fall off by itself. But these things really stick to it and don't come off unless you really clean it. The kapit alai. Therefore, people are makbid that they shouldn't get, these things shouldn't come on them. The ain chotzis aladovra makbid alav. In order to be a chatzitza, it has to be something that people are makbid that the thing shouldn't be there. Kagon shenikvo, the tior omitoris klicheris, the klicheris shviros or matarosa. So now it doesn't have a din of klicheris anymore, right? The din drabonon being like klicheris because you put a hole in it. And in klicheris, if you put a hole in it and it was tame, it becomes tahar. The heitiv l'tocho aver, the chashiv like a kli mateches. Now it's considered like a kli mateches because since you closed up the hole with lead, the chol kabbalas tumasu mishum aver hamamido. Because the only reason it's makabal tuma now is not because of the glass. It's because now the hole is closed up with lead. So it's makabal tuma because of the mateches, not because of the schuchis. Hilkach is leitar of the mikvah. Therefore, it's makabal tuma like a kli mateches, and therefore you can be matayer in the mikvah. Mitame v'lo amrin b'tle mitoris kli k'shar kli cheres anishbar dekasaver holik achra maimid the toris kli mateches alav. Right, you go after the maimid, and therefore it's considered like a kli mateches. Okay, so now the Gemara says we'll come back to this and see some different pshatim. Right now we're just learning what Rashi says. Ela meyata lo litamu migaban. Right, if that's the case, then originally when regular kli shuchis shouldn't become tamei from the outside, because klicheres is only makabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. Okay, if something touches the outside of a klicheres, that's tameh, right? Or if something tameh touches the outside of klicheres, not matameh the klicheres, and the klicheres isn't matameh it. Klicheres, special halacha, it's only matameh mi tocho, not mi gabo. So al matnan klicheres u kli neser tumas and shoveh, mitamin u matameh mi avirehen, ומתאמין מאחוריהן, ואין מתאמין מגביהן. ושבירוסון מתאהרוסון. Right? We have a Mishnah that says that kli cheres and kli neser. Kli neser is another kind of pottery. Right? A choshev, a kind of earth. It's also earthenware. Kli cheres and kli neser are both earthenware things. Their tumah is equal. They make other things tameh and they become tameh either from the avir, if things don't even touch the inside, but they're in the inner, they're contained within the air of the inside of the kli. Also is metame, right? And we'll see. Rashi says we learn it for the fact that there's anything inside the kli is tame, even if you have it's filled up with mustard seed. So each seed is not makabel tumah from the other one. Each one's a separate thing. So the middle seeds aren't touching the walls of the kli; they still become tame because they're within the walls of the kli. They don't have to touch the walls of the kli. That's another chiddush by kli cheres. In order to become tameh from a kli cheres, doesn't have to touch the kli cheres. It has to be within the walls of the kli cheres, the inside walls. So they're metameh me'avirehen. They're also metameh me'achorehen. Rashi learns me'achorehen means that it has a base, and the base is hollow. So if you turn it upside down, the base becomes like a kli. So if there's something inside that base, also becomes tummy, because that inside is also considered the inside of the kli, even though it's not the regular inside of the top of the kli, it's the inside of the bottom of the kli. So the ein matame migabeim, but they're not matame from the outside. If something touches the outside, or something tummy touches the outside, the kli doesn't become tummy, and if something tor touches the tummy kli from the outside, it doesn't become tummy. And it's also like kli cheres, that by breaking it, that's how you matire it, not by putting it in a mikvah. So Mara says, kli neser or kli cheres who do tumas and shoveh. Right? It's only kli cheres and kli neser that have this din. But mashma kli shuchis doesn't have this din. Avol midi achrini lo, but nothing else, meaning not even kli shuchis. So we find that kli shuchis is not metame from the inside. Not from the avir, not from the inside. So it's not like kli cheres. Mara says, kivin dechi nishtabru yesh lem takana shavinu ki kli matches. So now the Gemara says, no, really, they didn't make it like kli cheres. They made it like kli mateches. Why? Because just like mateches, if it gets broken, you can melt it down and remake the kli, which is not like kli cheres. Kli cheres, after it's broken, there's nothing you can do to it to remake the kli. You have to build it over again. You can't. There's no way of melting down a kli cheres. But kli mateches, you can melt down. Glass also, you can melt down and reshape the kli. So therefore, they made it like kli mateches, right? So now the Gemara is going to ask on that. So now it comes out that kli zechuchis is tameh because it's like, in one way, like, what's it called, metal. That it can be remolded, remelted. Okay? So now the Chorot should have all the dinim of kli matechah, which we're going to get to and see which dinim it has, which it doesn't. So according to the way we're learning now, the Gemara in the beginning thought that it was like kli cheres. Then it said that's not true because it's not metameh me'aviro. So now he said, well, the reason that it goes to Tumah, because it's like Klimateches. Now the Gemara is going to ask, it's not like Klimateches either, Rashi. Neser min adoma levana. Neser is, el meata hol v'shivinu kikicheres, neser min adoma levana. It's a kind of white earth that they make, it's also earthenware. Metamin metamin avira, nitleis tuma bavira. If you hang something, tame, in the inside of a klicheres, nitma min ha'avir, right? It becomes tame. The kli becomes tame from the avir. It's inside, what's it called, air. Chazer v'tala ochlin bavira. Now if you put something else, tahar, in that same air space, right? You hang it in the air space of this tame klicheres, mitamim is ochlin. That new ochl becomes tame. So it's mitame umitame. It becomes tame from the inside, and it is metame from the inside, even if it doesn't touch the inside of the kli. Shelo nagu tame, d'chsiv kol asher besocho yitma, afilu molei chardel, shein nogea betfonos ve'la samach ledefonos. Even if it's full of mustard seed, so the mustard seeds that are in the middle aren't touching the walls, right? Still, it's what's it called, it's tame. U'metame mi'achoreihem, in nichnas tuma letoch achoreihem mi'bachutz. So Rashi says by wooden things there's a norm that they have a base and the base is hollow. So that hollow base also something could be kavantame from the inside of that hollow base by klicheres. The ein mitam migaben the siv al tocho, because it says by klicheres beferish it has to be inside, not on the outside. Yeshlem takana. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not like klicheres. That's not the reason that they made the gzeira on klis schuches. They made it because it's like metal kalim, because you could re-smelt it. Yeshlem takana lehatichon, to melt them down. The lazer lasosim kalim, make kalim again from it. So in that way, glass is like metal. So Gemara says, if that's the case, elameato yazru to masni yishana kekli matachos. Lechara, then there's a special halacha by kli mateches, which we're going to learn about in the next Amud, that what's it called, that kli mateches, if it was tame, and then it, what's it called, it got broken or whatever, so now it's not tame, or you, what's it called, you smelted it down, and it's not tame anymore, and then you made a new kli from it, the new kli becomes tame, what's it called, as if it was never tahar. That's called tuma yishana. And the Gemara explained why they made such a gzera. It's a tuma de rabbana, right? That it gets back its tuma if you made a new kli out of it. So then we should find the same thing by glass. Glass, if it was tame, and then it got broken, and then you smelted it down and made a new kli, the new kli should be tame, the mafreya, from the, as if it was the original kli. And it's not true. Yisnan, kli matachos pshutehen umekablehen tmeim, right? The kli mateches, whether it's a piece of metal, even if it's not a kli, just a plain piece of metal, or it's a mekabel, it's a kli, or mekabel tuma. It doesn't have to be a kli. A piece of iron is also mekabel tuma, even if it's not a kli. And if it's a kli, it's mekabel tuma. Nishbaru, if they got broken, right? If it was a kli that became tami, and then it got broken, then it's taharu. Then they're tahar. Chazer v'asr mekalim, if you melted it down and made a new kli out of it, chazer v'tumas yishana, it goes back to becoming tami. Special gzeira de rabbanan by mateches. V'ilu gabi kli schuchis tnan, kli eitz, kli or, kli etzim, kli schuchis, pshuteim tahorim, right, by kli eitz, kli or, kli etzim, and kli schuchis, right, wooden kalim, leather kalim, bone kalim, and glass kalim, if they're not a kli, they're not makabal tuma. Just plain pieces of glass or pieces of ore are not makabal tuma. They have to be a kli. Mikablehem tmeim. If they're made into a kli, then they can become tame. Nishbru, if they get broken, tiar, then they become tar. Chazer vasumim kalim, if you remade them into kalim after they became broken, mikablem tuma mikanu lahaba in lamafreya lo. They're only makabal tuma from now on, but they don't go revert back to their original tuma. So there is no such thing as tuma yishana by glassware. Lechare, if the reason they made glassware tame was because it's like metal, then it should revert back to its original tuma, just like metal, right? So it's not like klicheres, because it's what's it called, not makabel tuma mitocho. And it's not like what's it called, kli matches, because not tuma yishana. So what is it like? Why did they make it tame? Samara says, tumas kli schuchis drabonin. Since tumas kli schuchis is only drabonin, from the Torah it's not tame at all, so it's only tame mid drabonin. the tuma yishana drabon, and the whole idea of reverting back to its original tuma is only drabon. That's all special din drabon. The tuma d'oraisa chisu barabon and tuma. And anything that if it would be a kli that's makabel tuma min haTorah, it would be tami min haTorah, they made it like metal. But the tuma d'rabbanan lo achisu v'rabbanan tuma, right? But if it would be tuma, something that even if it would be metal would only be tami min d'rabbanan, then they didn't make those two levels by kli shuchis. They didn't make it to makabel tuma, even a tuma d'rabbanan, only a tuma d'oraisa. In other words, if it would be something that would be if it would be mateches, that would be tuma d'oraisa, then they made that by kli shuchis. But something that by mateches is only d'rabbanan, that they didn't make by kli shuchis, two d'rabbanans, that they didn't do. Pshutehem, miha litane, right? Then it maisa though, but kli shuchis should be tame even then if it's not a kli, because mateches is mr. Hame, even if it's not a kli, and that's d'oraisa. Right, so the chord should become tamei even if you don't have a kli shuchis. If you have just a plain piece of glass, right? To hapshute kli matachos d'oraisa ninu, because a piece of metal can makabel tuma min haTorah. So if it's like metal, then it should be makabel tuma even if it's not a kli. Not only kli shuchis should be tamei, even pieces of glass should be tamei. So I say avdu bahu rabban and hekera ki hechid lo lisro falayu truma v'kachim. No, the rabbanan ain't a chinami. They made it like metal, but they wanted to make it a little bit different in order that people know it's only a tumah d'rabbanan, and you don't burn truma and kachim if it became tamei from a kli shuchis. You're only tola, right? You'd leave the truma or the kachim to rot by themselves, but you don't destroy it itself because it's not really tamei. So therefore, they wanted people to know. Right, and the fact that it doesn't go back to Tuma Yishana is not enough of a hecker that people would know from that, because that's not a usual thing. So they had to make some kind of hecker that people would know that pieces of glass aren't Makabel Tuma, even though metal is, because this is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Okay, this will finish two more lines on the next Amud. Rav Ashi Omar La'olam L'Kli Cheres Domi. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not like metal. And the reason why it doesn't go back to Tuma Yishana is only because that's the Rabbanan. And the reason why Pshutei Kli Shuches and Amakabel Tuma, because they wanted to make a hecker. No, we're going to go back to our original pshat. If they made Tamei because it's like Kli Cheres. What was your kasha? It should be Makabel Tuma Mibifnim, from the inside, right? Okay, the kasha Lachloli Tam the government, it should only be Makabel Tuma from the inside and not from the outside. Hoel Venira Tocho Kibaro. No. Lemaisa by kli shuchis, since it's transparent, the inside looks like the outside. So there's no difference between the inside and the outside. You can see the inside from the outside. So therefore, the outside becomes like the inside, and it's makabel tuma from the outside, even though kli cheres is not like that. Kli cheres, there's an inside and there's an outside. Over here, the inside and the outside are the same thing, and therefore it's makabel tuma from the outside. See Rashi till here. The ein mitzan migabon. Okay, yesh lem takana latichom v'lasu ososin kelim. Tumasin yeshana im nitmu v'nikvu v'tiaru. The chazav osim im kelim yasul tumasin lahatinam tvi'la. Ha'elu kli matches ninu. Kli matches. The halacha is that if it became tamei and then you got broken and then you remade the kli, right? That the new kli is remade. What's it called? Becomes tamei. As long as it was broken, it was tar. Now it goes back to being tamei after you remake the new kli. It's a tumah d'rabbanan. Taharo de eno kli. Chazru le tumas nishana le kamei mefarish taima. Later on, the Gemara, the next Amud will explain the reason for this. Pshuteim tahorim, the iskish eitz v'or l'sat. The yesh lo beis kibble. Because in the same pasuk that it speaks about tuma of eitz and or, it speaks about a sack. And a sack has a base kibble. A sack has, what's it called, a sack. That has a place to put things in. So it's a kli. Kli etzem is kishel eitz v'or, and kli etzem is also hukash to eitz and or. Once we know that eitz and or has to be a kli to makabel tuma, so to etzem has to be. So all these things, kli eitz, etzem, or, and shuchis, are makabel tuma only if they're a kli. Kol beged v'chol kli or. V'amrinam v'akol shochtim l'havi dover habo min ha'izim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'atzamos, min ha'tlofim. Okay. Kli shuchis v'kava m'forish taima amai pshuteim tahorim, me'achar d'doma l'matachas. The Maisa Kli Shuchis also has to be a Kli to Makabel Tuma. If it's just a plain piece of glass, it's not Makabel Tuma. The Tuma Yishana, Shiyazaru, Lo Me'achar Shatirim Menu, the Rabbanan He. Tuma Yishana Kirukam Behilchasa. Later on in our sugya, the Gemara has explained that the whole idea of Tuma Yishana is only Xerah de Rabbanan. So those things that would be midyaraisa, right there, what's it called? There's an inyan of tuma by klis luchis. But something that's only a xerah derabanan anyway, even by mateches, there they didn't extend it that it's makabel tuma as mateches in the things that are only a xerah derabanan. But tumas kli mateches diraisa gozer tuma yishana. Aval be klis luchis the ikur tchilas tumaso les element derabanan los gozer tuma yishana. But that's only where really it's a Tosis points out. It's only where it's a xerah of a new kind of tuma. But tumas derabanan that would be like tumas deoraisa, not a special gzeira, right? Just that these are tumas derabanan added, that would apply to klis luchis too. Just this special tuma yishana is a special kind of tuma. It's a total gzeira derabanan. It doesn't exist in the Torah. That they didn't extend. Pshutei amil tamik klimateches, da pshutei klimatachos deoraisa. The kivin did the chavosayu shavinu litame delek lishnuye boha kedishani betuma yishana. Right, lechora then, the regular pieces of glass should be makabel tumah, because regular pieces of metal are makabel tumah, even they're not kelim. And we find that zechuchis has to be a kli. Ovid rabbonin hakeira, betumas kli zechuchis, vechilku ba mituma deoraisa, laudia shehi medivrehem, velo yisrufu alea truma bekotchim. De lo sarfe truma mishum tumah derabbonin, bar mivav sveikos. We never burn truma because of a tumah derabbonin, except for the six things that we said that they were masakin and usha. That on them they burn truma. But all other kinds of things are only drabanan, you only are tolem. You leave the truma, you don't eat it, and you don't burn it, you let it rot by itself. So that's what's it called this pshat. So we had three different possibilities of why klishuchis is tummy. First the Gemara started off that it's like klicheris. The Gemara said that can't be because then it should be matami only mitochel, not migabo. And it is matami migabo. Then the Gemara said, okay, it's like kli mateches. The Gemara says, fine, but then it should be makabel tuma yishana. The Gemara says, no, that's only derabanan. That much they weren't gozer. Then he said, well, it should be makabel tuma if it's not a kli. It's an enochinami, but they wanted to make a heker to let you know that it's only derabanan. Then the Gemara says, Ravashi, that really it's like kli cheres. Ah, you had a question, why is it makabel tuma migabo from the outside? It should only be makabel tuma from the inside, right? The reason is, because what's it called? Because the inside and the outside by kli shuchis are the same. Okay. Now I'll see a few other things here. Firstly, lemaisa lemaskana, right? According to the maskana, Tosa says kli shuchis is like kli cheres, and it's metame miaviro. It's also metame migabo because the outside is like the inside, but it's surely mekabel tuma miaviro. Right, according to the fact that it's like kli cheres, it's makabel tuma both from the outside and from the inside. The Rambam holds that no, kli shuchich is not metame me'aviro, it's only metame migabo. It's only metame from the outside. It's not metame from the inside like kli cheres. Okay? And the reason it's metame me'gabo is because tocho is kibara, because the inside, the outside are the same thing. So here, the outside is matame, right? The Ravid agrees with the Rambam that it's not matame miaviro, only from the outside. But the reason for it is that it would be ridiculous that kli shuchis is only tami midrabanan, and it's worse than any other kli midaraisa. Kalim are either matame from the outside, and not from the avir, or they're matame from the avir, but not from the outside. Either they're kli cheres or they're other kalim. Regular kalim matame, if you touch the outside or the inside, but if you don't touch the inside, you're just in the airspace of the inside, it's not tummy. Kli cheres is not metame on the outside, but it is metame even in the airspace of the inside. Okay? So we're going to have now kli shuchis, which is only drabanan, that's metame if you touch the outside, if you touch the inside, and if it's in the avir of the inside. There's no such kli like that. Therefore, the Ravid says they didn't make such a din. They made it only metame from the outside, because anyway, the outside is like the inside, but not the avir. Okay. But it's matame from the inside if you touch the kli. That's also like kli cheres, right? That's no different. But the avir, not that they weren't. Since it's matame migabo, because the inside is like the outside, they didn't extend it to the avir too. The Tosis and the Rambam hold that even though what's it called kli cheres legabi tuma, what's it called in the Rambam and Tosis both hold. That even though, klischuchis has a din of klicheres legabi tumen tahara, right? And it's no tahara b'mikveh. That also they hold the maskana, that according to the maskana, that like Rav Ashi says, that klischuchis is like klicheres, okay? So it's, you can't be matayar in the mikveh, but legabi tefilas kalim, those when you buy new kalim from a goy, right? Or you buy kalim and you kasha them, and it's not a din of tumen tahara, it's a din of special din of tefilas kalim, that before a Jew can use kalim, that what's it called, he bought from a goy, that were owned by a goy, he has to have tovel them, that tefila does apply. That applies to glassware. Okay? The Rash says that even according to the Maskana, you can be tovel kli schuchis. You can be matayr kli schuchis tahara in a mikveh, right? Because in the Maskana, it's not completely like kli cheres. In the beginning, we thought it was the Rabbanah made it completely like kli cheres. Now we're saying it's not completely like kli cheres because it's not mitame mi'avira. It's only mitame migabo. And if you touch the inside, but if you don't touch the inside, it's not. So it's not exactly like kli cheres. So it's not like kli cheres legabi this too. Therefore, you can be matayr in the mikveh too. Rabbi Akiva Eger learns in the Rash that the Rash is only saying this in the Havamin of the Gemara, where it's comparing it to metal completely. If it would be completely compared to metal, then it would be as tahara b'mikveh too. But once we go back and say it's compared to kli cheres, even though it's not exactly like kli cheres, it also doesn't have tahara b'mikveh. So Rabbi Akiva Eger learns in this Rash that lamaskana, even the Rash would hold the kli schuchis does not have tahara b'mikveh. Others learn in the Rash that he holds that kli schuchis does have tahara b'mikveh. So it's a machlokis whether in the lamaskanas hagemara you can be matayer a kli schuchis by putting the mikveh or only by breaking it. Okay, now the case that we had where we had glassware that was broken and you filled it up with metal, the hole, right? So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah learns two pshatim in this Gemara, different than he says over here. One does it, the machlokas between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan is legabi tuma yeshana. Now that you filled it up with metal, does it go back to becoming tame, just like if it would be a kli mateches that broke and you remade it? Reb Meir holds that ikar is now you go after the mateches and it mamish goes back to its original tuma. Not that it's makabel tumor from now on. It's a tame now because it goes back as if it was tame before. Okay? Because now it becomes a kli mateches. Even though it was the schuchis that was tame before, but now that whole schuchis is considered mateches and has tuma yeshana. That's Reb Meir. And the Rabbanan hold no. The second pshat in Rashi is that it's not talking about tuma yeshana. That for sure not. It's not a kli mateches mamish, right? Because the thing that was tame before wasn't the mateches. What was tame before was the schuchis. Now it's not clay schuchis anymore. Now you put in the aver, it's clay mateches. But it's a clay mateches that was never tame. Shaila is now, is it mekabel, tuma, mekabel lahava, like a clay mateches, or like a clay schuchis? The rabbanon hold the ikra of the clay is schuchis. It's mekabel tuma midrabbanon, like schuchis. And Rameir holds no, it's mekabel tuma midaraisa, like clay mateches from now on. But it's not legabi tuma yeshana, only legabi, that's two pshat in Rashi. Tulsus over there learns different pshat. Has nothing to do with tuma yeshana, tuma, what's it called, or tuma mikan lahaba, because it's like mateches or whatever. Tosu says like this, since you have metal in glass, it doesn't really make a good closing. If you put glass in glass, it would hold it good. Metal in metal, but metal in glass doesn't hold good. Reb Meir holds, it's a good stima, and therefore it's makabel tuma mikan lahaba, right? It's considered fixed. And the Rabbanan hold, no, metal in glass is not considered fixed. Even right now, it's good, it's not going to stay. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma, it's still considered a broken kli schuchis. Are we soreif truma and kodshim on tuma of kli schuchis or not? And the Gemara is mashma, that according to the pshat that we said, that it was, what's it called, like mateches. So if that's the case, why isn't it, what's it called, tamei even pshutehem, even just a piece of glass? So they wanted to make a hecker, so you shouldn't burn truma and kodshim. Mashma, for a tumas klei schuchis, you don't burn truma and kodshim. You just toll it, you just let it rot by itself. Okay, and that's taka, what's it called, what the Ramban, the Ran, the Rambam hold. Tosfos holds that the only time you don't burn truma and kodshim, if it became tameh from klei schuchis, if it was tameh migabel. Because that's unusual. In other words, it's really like klei cheres, right? And Therefore, the fact that it's metame from the outside, just because it's transparent, is a big chiddush. For that much, they weren't gozer that you should be so reif truma v'kodshim. But if it was metame inside, right, like klicheres, there they made it mamish like klicheres, and you're so reif truma v'kodshim too. And they what's it called, don't have that idea that there was two gzeres, only tole, and one they held that what's it called, the gabi here, they were gozer, what's it called, sreifa, if it was metame, like klicheres, and from the inside, but they weren't gozer sreifa if it was only makabel tumma migabel. And in the end, it's like klicheres, except it's not 100% like klicheres, because the outside is like the inside. But that extra chiddush is not enough to make it tamei to burn truma kodshim. But if it's makabel tumma like a regular klicheres from the inside, right? Then what's it called? Then it's sorfin. Inside means it touched the inside of the kli. Right. The Gemara says because you can melt it down and make it again.
What is the word achisu mean?
What achisu means? They put on it. Right, nochas went on it.